Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington as well, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John-Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, John Auville, and Jason Bishop. That is the foursome on a Pro Football Focus Tuesday. Got the best experts in the game. Join us every Tuesday at 9 o'clock. Today it's Dr. Eric Eager from PFF.
Is he a legit forecast doctor, or is he just like a football doctor?
Don't know.
He's a legit doctor.
Like PhD?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think okay. He taught at Nebraska too.
Are we asking about injuries? What are we talking to a doctor?
No. He's like a.
Is he an analyst?
Yeah, an analyst, a math guru.
Oh, okay.
Also, Barry Zwarluga is going to join us from the Washington Post. He wrote an article about Ron Rivera's coaching inconsistencies. So we'll talk to Barry at 9:25. But every morning at this time, we hit the skins.
Oh, I guess we have to play that. It's still only Tuesday. Terrible. What are we now?
One in five.
Lost five straight.
Correct.
In the worst division in football. We talked about it sort of in the opening segment or two. If you look at the point differential in the division, it's just unbelievable. Dallas, of course, in command at 2-4, but their point differential is minus 45. I don't think anybody in football has given up 218 points like they have. By far the worst team. I'm actually getting somewhat optimistic having watched them last night. The Eagles, I guess it's that's a weird spot, right? Because we hold the head-up advantage against the Eagles, but they've played one fewer game.
They have the tie.
Right. So where do we stand with that? I guess their winning
They have a better winning percentage.
That tie will hook them.
They got a half-game lead.
Right.
Yeah.
And they'll probably win this Thursday against the Giants, you would think.
But by the way, Dallas.
Who knows?
Yeah.
By the way, Dallas in their opening game, they played the Rams, right, in their opener.
Yep.
And that was a 2017 game. Since then, this is what the Dallas defense has given up. They gave up 39 points in a win to the Falcons. They were butt lucky in that game. Mm-hmm. They gave up 38 to the Seahawks in a loss. Mm-hmm. They gave up 49 in a loss to the Browns.
Yeah.
And then the last 2 weeks, they've given up 34. In a win against the Giants, and 38 last night.
Right. Well, most
the
of
the lowest
teams
output that they gave up was 34 to the Giants, who have a pathetic offense.
They've given up 218 for the year.
Still, you know, with the fact that we don't have real established weapons,
right,
and we still got like a young and experienced quarterback that turns it over. Maybe we'd score 28. That'd be awesome.
I mean, there are some really good offensive teams in that bunch that, yeah. that JP just ticked off.
No kidding. The Giants are the worst.
The Falcons, the Seahawks. Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit shocking that the Browns put up the amount of points that they
do have weapons when they're hitting on all cylinders. I mean, those running backs are amazing. You know,
I mean,
they
the Browns put up 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Cardinals just put up a ton.
The Cardinals, yeah. dude.
They're okay.
Look what they ran
Kyler
for
is
last
legit.
Night. Look what they ran for last night. They ran for 260 yards against Dallas.
Right.
They averaged 8 yards a carry.
Well, I don't think we can do that.
Gibby and McKissick can do some work this weekend.
I don't think we can do that kind of thing.
Well, not Gibby. You could say that 60, but the Cardinals legit. I don't buy into that. You know,
they said Kyler is legit.
But they lost to the Panthers. They lost to the Lions. You love ripping the Lions.
Okay. He loves ripping the Cardinals.
Right.
What are you talking about? He loves ripping the Cardinals every single year.
Like the point is, everybody looks amazing against the Dallas Cowboys defense.
So you look at the Cardinals' point differential. It's got to be one of the best. It's got to be top five in a league, right? Yeah. It's right up there. Plus 54.
That's best in the division, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're hit or miss.
Yeah.
They are hit or miss, but they, you know, the fact is they're 4-2.
I mean, Kyler ran for 75 last night, but he was 9 for 24.
But
I mean,
that's part of his game. That's a huge part of his game. By the way, when Daniel Jones ran away from our defense, you know, you're sitting there scratching your head going, are we really that slow? And then I saw, I don't know if it was from Pro Football Focus, but I saw it on Larry Brown reporting that, so of the 7 fastest quarterback times this year. They you know how they time you in miles per hour?
Yep.
That Daniel Jones has 3 of the 7. The other 4, Lamar Jackson. So it's Lamar Jackson.
Kyler's not in that mix? Or
no. Daniel Jones so far has run faster than Kyler Murray.
Yeah, we that said he shocking. Could run.
He's the second fastest quarterback.
I saw Kyler running
Big boy
last
can
night.
Scoot.
And Kyler looked like the fastest guy on the planet aside from Usain Bolt. Last night, it's that Dallas defense.
Well, he's got that low center of gravity, too, but he can just turn on a dime.
He does have shrimpy, tiny little legs, so maybe it is tougher.
Yeah, he's so quick.
Yeah. He's just got the change
Daniel
of direction.
Jones,
and all
Daniel
that.
Jones was over 20 miles an hour on the scramble.
Yeah.
Well, you know who wasn't at 20 miles per hour?
Landon Collins.
Yeah.
He was at about 8.
Well, I mean, you can only run as fast as you can run. I mean, he's just not fast. He's never been fast.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones is just faster.
And also, the longer these guys are in the league, I mean, Ryan Kerrigan has a great burst, but sometimes I've seen Ryan running and it looks funny. You know, like he's good in a very short, you know, 6 or 7 steps.
Kerrigan, by the way, was only on the field for 7 snaps.
I told you, dude. They're diminishing his playing time.
Well, I don't think there were that many snaps actually for the defense this week.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so the couple things. I want to get to Ron's presser because we have some good clips. But I think, in fairness, we should mention that there have been more allegations that came out over the weekend. Shocker against Dan. And, you know, these are pretty awful. I don't know if I believe it, if it said tongue-in-cheek. But either way, you know, the Post is reporting it. So you got to, at this point, you know, assume it's probably true. They're saying at one point, Dan said to Donald Wells, the director of the cheerleading squad from 97 to 2009, Jason, this is like something I could see you saying. You better keep him skinny with the big T's or I'll effing kill you. That's what Snyder said at a 2004 charity event.
Classy guy. Keep it classy, Dan
Snyder.
By
the way, 2004, my wife was part of that squad.
Yeah.
And she kind of confirms, I mean, she doesn't know the language part. But she said that before every game, they had to step on a scale.
Wow.
And
it's like a scene in Casino or Robert De Niro.
Keep them skinny.
that all the girls would freak out, including herself, because they had to make sure they were under a certain weight. And then they also were whored on the deal that they had to sell their own calendars. It kind of sounded like the Tamatha candy bar scheme that you guys
used. Yeah, you have to sell 50 calendars.
Right. She had to sell her own calendars, and then she didn't get a paycheck.
If you didn't sell all 50, they deducted it from your pay.
I'm surprised that she dealt with that.
What
she
a loser organization.
One cheerleader said she made $1,000. So that's what she made for – for being a cheerleader and having a soft core porno made of her. She made $1,000.
Well, look, right. We all know Dan's just a really good dude. He treats people well.
Yeah, he's a really great guy.
Now, my wife only did it for a year, and the pay was terrible, but she did travel, like, with the team to like Kuwait, and she traveled like to a bunch of places.
Is that a perk? Who wants to go to Kuwait?
Well, I don't know. She traveled. I forget the exact.
Could they go further away?
Did they book her to Somalia and Afghanistan while they were at it?
But, I'm trying to think. No, but she traveled to a bunch of places. And
you know how much you would have to pay me to fly to Kuwait?
Do you think Kuwaiti radio does Hit the Skins at 7?
No, they do Hit the Sheiks at 7. They don't do Hit the Skins.
So the cheerleaders, though, I mean, obviously underpaid. Now, they say it's not unusual around the league for the cheerleaders to have to sell their calendars. It's kind of part of the deal.
Sounds so low rent.
It is. But they say they also weren't even really given parking. One cheerleader said you weren't even valued enough to park your own car.
Parking's very important. We know this.
They say they were given limited parking spots, and they had to carpool while Snyder and his inner circle used their practice studio as a parking area before being shuttled to FedEx Field. So, I mean, just a complete debacle.
Yeah.
They should just get rid of it.
With all the graspers, the problem with the story is he's just going to deny it, and it's going to be he said, she said.
He's going to say it's a hatchet job, it's a hit piece, the whole nine.
Now,
there are 30 women who said it happened, I don't know.
Yeah.
No one believes Snyder. No one on the planet believes Snyder. Not one.
No. Getting back to the game there for a second, I thought it was interesting that Ron Rivera said in the two plays that Sadiq Charles was out there, he really liked what he saw. And I actually kind of agree with him because you saw him get out. And remember, you saw him pull on one of those running plays and flatten dude, and you're like, all right, we might have something here. I mean, I don't know if he could do it consistently, but I didn't realize he dislocated his kneecap.
Yeah, can he do that with a dislocated kneecap?
Now, what they're saying is, so it's dislocated, but he popped it right back, it looks like. Yeah. And they're saying he's not going to play this week against Dallas.
Probably
but they're thinking with the bye week, he might be able to come back because he probably feels pretty good after they popped him back in, you know?
I bet you that thing was sore on Monday morning.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. All right, so let's get to some of the Rivera audio that we have. So Rivera was asked yesterday a few times about the mixed messages that he has been sending.
Mm-hmm. No, I think my message has been consistent. I ain't worried about the timeout thing early in the year, guys. I explained that to you guys once before. I'm not going to have to explain it again. You guys know how I felt about what went on early. But where we are right now, and again, everything we're talking about is going forward. And that's the way I look at it.
Did he throw in an eight?
I think he did, yes, right at the beginning, right at the top.
Yeah,
that's so a tell for irritation.
He's getting a little testy.
Yes.
Here's another clip on Ron on the progress being made.
Well, we are making progress. I don't know if we have all the pieces. I do think we have some guys that, you know, are more than capable of winning, and it's a matter of having enough of those guys. It's also, in my opinion, a matter of having the mentality of understanding what it takes to win, what do you have to do to win, how do you have to play to win. I mean, those things are things that we're trying to instill in our players so they understand, and I think that we are still teaching that, and hopefully our guys are still learning that.
Look at him stealing AWOD's podcast title, Playing to Win.
Playing to Win. Yeah. Is Playing to Win just
lifting
like flipping a coin on a 50-50 call there and a two-point conversion? This still annoys me.
You're not taking into consideration that, you know, some people pointed this out on social media that they could have missed the extra point. Hopkins, I believe, has already missed one.
But I think
one,
the extra point, even though it's not 100%, I think it's like 94%, 95%.
Yeah, no, but you're right. It could have happened.
I mean,
Butker missed one last night. Raining, but he did miss one.
I mean, I'm sure he'll miss a few, but you got to assume, for the most part, you're going to make your extra point.
You would assume. You're right.
And the third clip that we have here is on what actually makes Ron think winning is possible.
Well, we've had our moments, you know, and that's probably the biggest thing I can say, because you go back and you look at some of the things that we did, some of the things that we, you know, we moved the ball at times against certain people, and you feel good about that. defensively, you know, we had a good game yesterday. You know, we've had some guys step up. So, you know, you just hope that this is what's happening. I mean, I challenge these guys just because of the circumstances in our division. I mean, it's not like anybody's running away with it right now. So we're going to keep seeing what's going to happen each week.
That poses an interesting question. I think we should open up the phone calls. Have you seen anything in the last couple of weeks that makes you think that winning is possible, like Ron is talking about? And given the division where the leader is the Dallas Cowboys with two wins and they look awful, do you think it's a realistic grasp?
Yes.
That Washington can start winning and win the division?
They should really change the rules after this year.
You don't think it's realistic, Cakes?
I do not.
Who's winning the division?
Anybody other than the Washington football
team. Okay, somebody has to win it, and it's hard to even pick somebody.
The Giants can't win it. So it's either going to be Philly or Dallas, one of those two teams.
But what did you see from Dallas last night that makes you think that they're capable of winning?
I just think at some point the defense has to stiffen somewhat. Is it going to keep giving up 35 points per game? I think it might be the Eagles. If they get their pass catchers back and some of those guys healthy around Wentz, I think they might make a move in the division. I just don't think Washington, as they're currently constructed, scoring around 16, 17 points per week, that you can win games like that.
Let's come back and take some calls on that. We'll open up the AAA Always On Call listener lines. You just heard Ron Rivera say winning is possible. He's seen some things in the last couple of weeks that he believes this team can start winning ball games. The division is clearly up for grabs. Are you buying what Ron is selling? 800-636-1067. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. We just hit the Skins at 7 o'clock, which you do every week. And we played some clips from Ron Rivera, the head coach of the Washington football team, who said this team could start winning and take the division. Are you buying what Ron is selling? Just to give you the division picture once again, the Cowboys are atop the division at 2-4, but of course they have a backup quarterback now in Andy Dalton, who did not look good last night. A lot of people thought, oh, just put him in with all those weapons, CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper.
I thought he could possibly be like 75% of Dak Prescott.
Right.
That was not the case.
It didn't show last night.
7.5%.
And the defense gives up nearly 40 points a game. You've got the Eagles at 1-4-1, who, if you look at their schedule, they played some tougher opponents, and Cake said he could see the Eagles emerging, but they're going to lose Zach Ertz now for possibly a month.
Yeah. And Miles Sanders.
And Miles Sanders, their star running back, who ran for over 100 yards this week against the Ravens.
Well, Ertz
he's
had
going to
done
be out
nothing before
1 to 2 weeks.
Before his
okay,
injury.
Okay, but point is the assumption is they could get right and get healthy, but they continue to get hurt.
Sure. Right.
Dallas and then you've Goddard, got the, though, coming off the IR soon, so that's
and then
another
they should get
back.
Alshon Jeffrey back, and maybe not this week, but maybe next week.
Right. And then you have Washington and the Giants, who basically played to a tie. Washington goes for the two-point conversion, and the Giants win that game. So that's the division. Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067.
Well, let me just say this before we go to the phones, and you guys will mock me, okay? But after watching Dallas last night, I'm looking at the schedule.
I know.
And this is what I'm saying.
All right.
We have a legit chance to win 7 games the rest of the way.
Oh, you're insane. Yeah.
You need to get 7.
Can I give
you
7 more? We have a legit chance. Now, I'm not saying listen to what I'm saying. We have a legit chance in each one of those games. Not saying we're going to win them all, obviously. But we have a legit chance against Dallas, right? Would you agree? Legit chance. Legit chance against New York again. Are you kidding?
Of course
we do. A legit chance against Detroit?
No.
Okay, I think we do.
I'd say no.
Legit chance against Cincinnati? I think we do.
Yeah.
Legit chance against Dallas again. And then legit chance against Philly at the end of the year and maybe even Carolina. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you can kind of do that with any team.
No, I don't think we have a legit chance against Pittsburgh. I don't think we do really against San Francisco. I don't think we do against Seattle.
Any of the bad teams in the league that have one win right now, you can go in and go, all right, they got a legit chance of beating this team, this team, this team.
Correct. I'm not even looking at their records. I'm just kind of looking at who they are, sort of. I don't even know what Carolina's record is. I just know they're freaking Carolina.
I think they're 3-3.
They got 3-3.
Yeah, they just lost to the Bears.
Look, if the offense starts showing signs of life that they can put up 24 or 28 points in a game, Then I might start buying into that.
Don't you think they look a little better offensively? They have a little more life to them. Their drives are a little better with Kyle.
Well,
they're sustaining drives a little better.
But they were playing a 1-5 team.
Okay, a lot of these teams are awful.
An 0-5 team.
I know, and they still lost.
Right.
Yeah, because they gave it away with turnovers. They deserve to lose, but they gave it away.
They're the game, though.
Okay, fine. I'm not saying they're going to win 7 straight or whatever. I'm just saying those are games that they can win. Okay, sorry, they can.
They also have a turnover machine at quarterback in Kyle Allen.
Yeah.
And that reared its ugly head against the Giants. And it's going to keep doing that throughout the season.
All right.
Let's go to the phone.
I don't think
they're going to win.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
I don't think they're going to win more than four. And four obviously is not going to win a division.
They might go 0-7 in those. But going into each one of those games, I feel like they can win. I'm going to watch that game going, we got a shot today.
They're winnable.
Now, when we play the week we play Pittsburgh, the week we play San Fran, the week we play Seattle, I know it's going to be an awful week already. Not going to be fun.
The gap between really good teams and really bad teams this year is bigger than ever.
Yes.
And then you're just lumping
a lot of bad ones.
And then you're just lumping in, you know, even though the Washington football team is one of those bad teams.
Of course.
But you're just lumping in that gap between them.
I'm saying each one of those games individually are winnable.
Yes,
this
they
is
are.
The worst the bottom of the league has ever been since
right,
we've been
so
watching football.
So we can take advantage of it if we get lucky.
This is the worst, literally, the worst the bottom of the league has ever been that we've ever seen. And we've been watching the NFL for a lot of years.
Right, let's go to the phones.
I actually like some of the stuff I've seen from Kyle.
A bunch of people want to weigh in. 800-636-1067. You can call us on the AAA Always On Call listener lines. Who's
all
up?
Right, let's go to line one. Let's go to Marvin in Landover. Marvin, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Gentlemen, I'm sorry, Evie. You're nuts. They're not winning. I mean, they might have an opportunity to win those seven games.
That's what he's saying.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying we're going to win them all.
They're winnable.
Yeah, but the whole point is, it's like they're probably the worst of all those seven teams. I mean, I really honestly think there's more on each one of those teams.
So, Marvin, real quick, do you believe what Ron Rivera said, that this team could start winning? You don't?
No. I mean, he's saying those things, but he knew what his team was when he started the season. That's what he really thought. Now, because the NFC East was so terrible, he took out his best future asset and said, well, this guy doesn't have what it takes to develop this year because of the climate of the East. And that's just what he did. Because Kyle Allen, to me, that candy arm, and I mean, he's just so average. I mean, there's nothing. There is an upside to Dwayne Haskins that he has this physical ability, and they're not even going to try to develop it because they're saying we don't have time for that because the division is so terrible, and that's what they're doing. I mean, that's ugly because they're not winning this year. And even if they did, what in God's name would they be proving if they go 6-10 and end up with a middle round draft pick that doesn't really help your team and you don't develop a quarterback? It's stupid.
Well, Marvin, they've given up on the quarterback. Thanks for your call. They've given up on that quarterback, period.
They're going to be doing the same thing next year, trying to develop another quarterback, unless they go out and get a veteran, which I think would be a mistake.
Unless they get like a Cam or a Jameis or somebody of that ilk.
I'm going to have to pull up that tweet I did. I'll bring it up about quarterbacks. You don't have to have the first or second pick to have an all-star quarterback, an all-pro quarterback. I mean, Pat Mahomes went 10. Lamar Jackson, where'd he go? Where'd Lamar Jackson go?
32.
Late. 32. Yep. Drew Brees went late. I mean, I'm going to rip off about 15 names of guys that were not in the top 10. This whole idea that you have to be in the top five or top three.
You don't.
It's just crazy, and it's so annoying.
But they will be drafting one or signing one.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
They're not going to go into next year with Kyle Allen,
probably
number one
should.
On the depth chart.
They probably should, but let's see. Let's let it play out. They actually could win 5 in a row if they got hot.
Let's go to Mike in D.C. on line two. Mike, you're on with the Junkies.
What's up? Powerball.
Gold glasses.
Mike, what's going on?
Yeah, I definitely don't believe that we can compete for this division. We're a bad football team amongst a bunch of bad football teams, but it's no glory in winning 5 games and going to the playoffs and getting smacked in the first round. It's no glory in that. We need to worry about what's going on here in D.C. and not look at the division and worry about how bad we are and figure out how to do something about us. And the problem is you're looking at the 2-4 Cowboys and the 1-4 and 3 and whatever Philadelphia Eagles who tie football games, and you're not looking at how bad we are. You can't win football games if you're a bad one. I have no faith in winning more than 3 games this year. You can say we might compete against those other guys. We're going to compete somewhat, but at the end of the day, you, at your heart of hearts, you know it's a loss. You're going to lose those games because you're bad. We're a bad football team. Bad football teams don't win football
games. So you're telling me you don't believe that we can beat Dallas this week?
I think we, like you said, we have a shot, but at the end of the day, we're going to lose because we're a bad football team.
But so are the Dallas Cowboys, is the point. Right. Somebody's got to win those games. Somebody has to win the division.
But the Cowboys are far more talented than we are. They're far more talented than we are.
Well, they might have been more talented than Arizona last night, but they got smacked.
That's actually an argument. There's no argument with us. They're better positioned in every position in offense. They have just about an equal defensive line and just about a better second. They're better than us in talent wise in every phase.
Well,
of the game.
They're giving up about 35 a game, whatever the hell it is.
More than that. They're giving up more than 36 points.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that Kyle Allen and McKissick and Logan Thomas and Inman can go out there and put up 35.
They don't have to. Maybe they could just put up 24, which is totally plausible.
I still think that Dallas, even though Dalton looked awful, they're still going to be able to expose Washington because Washington's talent level is so far down.
All right, let me just bring this up again for all the annoying people that think we have to have a top three pick to get an elite quarterback. Right. I know it's annoying, but I'm sorry. Brady, Wilson, Breeze, Dak, Lamar, Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun, hell, Kirk, even Mahomes all went outside the top 10. Mm-hmm. Some of them went in second, third, fourth round. Yeah. So, you know, and those are all guys kind of at the peak of their powers right now.
It's not a rule. Yeah. There are exceptions.
So you don't worry about Trevor Lawrence and all that stuff during the season. You try to win as many games as you can.
They're not getting Trevor Lawrence.
It's only the fans that are really worrying about that. The players and the coaches are not. They're thinking about going out and beating Dallas.
I know. But the fans just get on my nerves with that.
Well, that's why they're fans.
Let's go to a bunch of radio guys think that too, though. The journalists think that. Let's go to
think what?
Oh, that we should
that
just start
to go
tanking.
1-15?
Yeah, they just could start tanking now. Looking at the draft.
That's dumb.
Let's go to line two.
How do you tank? Tell me how you tank. What do you do? Do you go sign? Do you play Montez at quarterback? How do you tank?
I don't know.
Tell me how you tank in week 7.
I think we did line two, EB.
We did Mike already.
Yes.
All right. Let's go to David. Line four. David in Salisbury. David, what's up?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my calls, guys.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do think the Redskins are a pretty terrible football team, but like he was saying earlier, you know, in this division, anybody is capable of winning every week. So I do think the Redskins have a shot against Dallas. I think it'll be a pretty close game. You know, it all comes down to maybe turnovers and the quarterback in that situation. I could see the Redskins winning maybe 6 to maybe 7 games this year. So it would be kind of a success in a sort of a way. But what I really want to talk about is a little bit something different. I hope the Washington football team actually changes their name to the Redskins next year, because that's a disgrace in itself, you know, having to change their name. It's all politically motivated. They should go back to the Redskins.
Thank you.
Hey, I would be fine with that.
That's not happening.
I'd be fine with it, but it ain't going to happen. No. All right, let's go to line 5.
And you know what else is not going to happen? They're not going to win 7 games.
No, not going to win 6 or 7 games.
But I think it's a very winnable game this week because it's kind of been a mixed bag in terms of stopping the run. But clearly your game plan defensively is focus on Zeke first and make Andy Dalton beat you. And at least last night, Andy Dalton wasn't beating the opponent. He's beating himself.
Let's go to – I saw one of those picks, so like, I can't remember who it was. Was it CD or somebody fell down? I can't remember which receiver it was. Let's go to Brandon, line 5. Brandon, what's up?
Good morning. I don't know what's going on with your callers this morning, but I'm going to actually answer your question, right?
Yeah.
Yes, we can win a division.
Thank
you. And I have no problem with Ron going for the 2-point conversion, but only issue I have with the 2-point conversion, call a timeout before you go for 2. You know, make sure everybody's on the same page. Call a timeout, then go for the 2 points. And yes, we can win a division. Our next 5 games in the schedule is possible.
Thank you. I agree
with this.
You.
I was
They're
thinking
all
about
winnable.
This.
The next 5 are all winnable.
I don't know if there's a way that we would know this, but I was just kind of wondering this myself. So when it gets to the 2-point conversion, he decides to go for it. Is that play already decided, like, during the week? Like, on Friday, they know this is going to be our two-point conversion play.
Well, I'm sure they probably have a half dozen. Yeah, but no, they haven't. No, they're probably looking to see how the game flows.
Shouldn't you just have it? Like, this is our best two-point conversion play.
No, it depends.
And we're
going to
go with this. So you practice it, and that's what you roll
with. Sure, they practiced a few of them. But you can't just have only one. You got to react to the game flow and –
you got to see what kind of defense they're playing, what their personnel are. Yeah, it's, there's so many
and
factors.
They got hosed on that when they didn't call the pass interference on Gibson. Just got destroyed. He got wiped out if you watch that play. I mean, I saw some ticky-tack fouls being called last night, penalties, and I was like, well, how did they not call that on Gibson? Gibson got trucked.
Was it within the first 5 yards?
I don't know, but you're not allowed to do that. His back was turned. He hit him in the back.
Yeah, but within the first 5 yards, you can knock guys down.
I don't think you can hit him in the back.
Maybe not in the back.
No, they should have called it.
He trucked him. He just missed it. Let's go to line three. Let's go to Daniel.
I mean, you see how many PIs they called on Breland last night?
I saw Breland make a play, though.
I mean, they called like three of them.
Hey, put some respect on his name. Super Bowl champ, Shaw Breland.
Daniel, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
What's going on, man? Eric, we got to work on your definition of legit. Legit, you think we have 7 wins on the table? The Bengals just hung 21 on the Colts, which is arguably top 15 defense in the league. Can we win the division? Sure. What wins the division? 4-12?
You guys I think maybe 6. I think maybe 6.
6? Maybe. We're not getting to 6. We're not getting to 6, right? So your answer is Ron Rivera. Ron Rivera in Carolina did not have a winning season back-to-back. So we bring in a guy, what a mess, right? He has to handle all this stuff. It's an absolute show. And on top of it, he's having some health issues. So nothing against Ron. But he's a politician. He's saying all the right things. 1 week we can win the division, and then the next week he goes for 2 and doesn't kick the field goal when defense is arguably our best side of the ball. Let Chase Young get hungry. Let's force a turnover, and then boom, win that ball game. He's saying all the right things, but it's not going to get us anywhere.
I don't know if he's saying all the right things.
Go ahead, quickly.
I want to touch on the fact that you said you don't have to have a top 10 pick to get a quarterback. What confidence do you have that the Washington football team has the talent in their front office to evaluate a quarterback in the late rounds and keep him? You mentioned Kirk Cousins, which I almost spit out my coffee this morning. We had him in our front. We had him in our clubhouse, and he's gone.
He's terrible, though. He's terrible now.
Yeah, but he has moments. Whatever. He's playing poorly now, but he's had moments.
I mean, he's a complete
really
hack right now.
Okay, right.
He's better than Kyle Allen.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. But he makes a good point. But this is a whole new regime that's making the decisions. I will say that.
No, I understand. But the point is, the guys are out there. You just have to get better at that. I mean, we were just going to say, oh, our guys suck. We suck at drafting, so we'll just...
Kyle Smith has got to find them.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to find the guys. Yep.
I could see Kyle Smith, by the way, being a fall guy because he's inherited by Ron Rivera. Ron Rivera could go to fall guy and say, look, you just didn't
bring
have
another Carolina
talent.
Donkin?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, could happen. Could have Marty Herney in here.
Yep. All right, let's take a break. The phone lines are locked and loaded. Mm-hmm. We played the Ron Rivera clip, where Ron talks about seeing some things within this team where he believes they can start winning. And given the division, they could win the division. Dallas gets blown out last night. They're the division leader at 2-4 right now, and they give up more than 36 points per game. Are you buying what Ron is selling? 800-636-1067. Ron Rivera, the head coach, talked about winning and talks about the division. We're wondering if you're buying what Ron Rivera is selling. You did have an offense that looked better with Kyle Allen. He had a couple of, turnovers. He had an interception. He had a fumble, which was a scoop and score. But they play better. If you look at them statistically, the defense is one of the better defenses in the league when it comes to yardage, not necessarily when it comes to points. So maybe they can make some hay, to use Ron Rivera's old man cliche. We haven't seen it the last 2 weeks, but they've got an opportunity to play the Cowboys this week. Let's go
play
back
that,
to the phones.
Hold on. Let's Valdez, play the clip one more time about Ron, from Ron.
Well, we've had our moments, you know, and that's probably the biggest thing I can say, because you go back and you look at some of the things that we did, some of the things that we, you know, we moved the ball at times against certain people, and you feel good about that. Defensively, you know, we had a good game yesterday. You know, we've had some guys step up. So, you know, you just hope that this is what's happening. I mean, I challenge these guys just because of the circumstances in our division. I mean, it's not like anybody's running away with it right now. So we're going to keep seeing what's going to happen each week.
I think it's funny that he can only say in response to, can you win the division, we've had our moments.
Well, I mean, it's true.
We've had our moments.
What sort of moments are they having where they've lost five straight games?
Well, he's talking about there can't be that many good moments.
He's just saying we've had drives here and there.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but it's just not like a ringing endorsement.
You've got to do that.
How could he be lying if he said?
Right.
I think he's being honest.
I think Dallas is going to play better than they looked last night.
I know they were awful,
but we always overreact to one game one week.
True.
They're going to play better.
They'll play better.
It's not one game. It's several games, the Cowboys. We've been saying that week in and week
out. Well, defensively, yes. But I'm saying Dalton is going to look better.
Yeah.
Well, and Ezekiel Elliott is not going to fumble twice. He's going to have more than 45 yards. They're going to look better.
We've had games where Zeke has hurt us, but we've also had games where we've bottled him up pretty good. I can remember it.
Sure.
All right, let's go to Tom in Hampton, line 6. Tom, what's up, man? You're all with the Junks.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, listen, first of all, I want to thank you guys, man, for getting me through that first part of the pandemic. If it wasn't for you guys, I'd have been lost. Cakes, you're a rock star. So
Cakes? Just
why is Cakes a rock star?
This is my guy.
This is my man.
My new favorite listener.
What are you, into heavy metal or something? Like, what's your deal?
No. I'm far from being into heavy metal. But I just think he makes the most sense, him and Bish. And you two need to stop bickering, JP and EB, please.
Well, that's never going to stop.
It's one of the cornerstones of the program.
That's been happening for 25 years.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I hear you. I get it. I get it.
All right, what else? Go ahead.
Okay, now listen.
So far, all your points have been awful.
Thank you. As far as the division goes, I think the Redskins are just garbage. It doesn't really matter what happens. They're not going to win 5 football games. The Cowboys are way more talented. They're just going to destroy. They're going to destroy Washington. They got that goofy picks, and Dallas is going to win by 2 touchdowns or better.
What's the line, Jason?
3.5. Dallas laying 3.5 on the road.
You realize the Giants scored 34 against the Dallas Cowboys. It was a 37-34 game.
You think Washington's going to score 30-plus?
No, my point is the Giants, who, let's just say, they played Washington even. Played Dallas even. Just in the last 2 weeks, we've seen them. They're all about the same.
All right, much like I said, if Jack Del Rio's defense allows 30-plus to the Giants, if Scott Turner can't manage, what's a good number, 24 offensive points against his Dallas defense, he should give back part of his pay.
He should be reprimanded. And I know it's not as simple, but they've had common opponents, right?
Yeah.
So the Cowboys played the Browns. And I understand that Washington lost to the Browns by more than 14, but that was the winnable game, right? Haskins threw up all over himself.
We were winning in the third quarter.
Right. But so, I think we all would agree that that was a winnable game for Washington. They didn't win, and the score may be a little deceiving, but they were right there. They hung 49 on the Cowboys.
Dude, I'm with you. It's very winnable.
Look, anything
doesn't mean they're gonna win.
Any game is winnable when you have two bad teams. I think Dallas is going to look much better Sunday than they did last night.
I mean, we like to goof on Cleveland, but I believe in that Dallas game. Was Chubb still upright in that game, or was that Kareem Hunt?
I don't think Chubb played in that game. Okay, I could be wrong.
You have Kareem Hunt. You got Odell Beckham. You got way better skill players.
They had those players against Washington. My point is Washington fared at least as well as the Cowboys against Cleveland. I'm just looking at common opponents. The Giants, the Cowboys, the Browns, they've all played each other, right? Washington's played those same teams, and they've fared about the same.
All right, let's bang out these calls.
Doesn't mean that they're going to win.
Nobody's saying they're going to. Just saying they have a legit chance.
You seem very confident.
No, I think they have a legit chance. Like it's,
what's the difference between a chance and a legit chance?
Oh, like when you play in When you're playing the Niners and you're playing Seattle, I don't even know about the Niners, but let's just assume the Niners are, you know, decent. Yeah, I feel some of those
when
games
they're healthy,
like,
they're very good.
Yeah, so I feel like in those instances, we really don't have a shot. It's just inevitable. It's only a matter of time. But when you play these other bad teams, it could go either way. Of course we could win. I'm not saying that we're that good. We're obviously not good. But we could beat other bad teams.
All right.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying we're good.
Going into some games, you know it's going to be a massacre.
Right. Yeah, I know it's going to be a terrible week. It's going to be a sucky Monday. Mm-hmm. It's just all
is
that.
There more sucky. Is there more anticipation for this Dallas game than in recent memory?
I don't know, because it's such a weird year.
They're both terrible teams.
It's such a weird
year. I know, but Bickle is making this he's making me really look forward to this game. He really is.
Well,
because we're gonna argue about it for 4 days.
You just can't look at the record. You just have to look at the situation. You win the game, you're tied for first in the division.
Right. So just how bad the division is.
Just don't look at the record. Just know the scenario going in.
I'm just flummoxed at how bad these four teams are.
Right.
They should change the rules in the NFL after this year and just base it on record. You don't have to have a division winner make the playoffs. They should lose their chance if they're 6-10 and they make the play. Yeah, no. And they make the playoffs at 6-10.
We can host
again. And you're hosting again.
I know.
Penalize bad teams.
All right, we're trying to bang out these calls. Let's go to line 7. Darren, Arlington. What's up, bud?
Hey, what's going on?
Look,
everyone before me pretty much said what I was going to say, so I'm going to just say if Washington wants to stop being a mediocre team, then we have to get out of this mediocre mindset. And winning the division this year is pretty much having a mediocre mindset to me, in my opinion. Because
why? It'd be a 3-game improvement. If they went 6-10, it'd be a 3-game improvement off last year.
By the way, calling them mediocre is an insult to mediocre.
Come on,
I think of mediocre as 500, like your average. They're not. They would love to be mediocre. They're not even close to that.
If that's
at this
your
point.
Definition, okay. Go ahead.
We've always been an average team, and we win a division this year. It's just false hope for next year, going into next season. If we win next year, then what happens? We have a tougher schedule. Having a tougher schedule against the same team that we have, the same players that we have this year, we might get one or two more skilled players, maybe. But we're just playing against tougher teams next year, and we're going to be in the same boat. That's to me is being having a mediocre mindset. Winning the division this
year. So what's your silly winning mindset? Go out there and lose all the games?
No, building an off season, building our organization up.
They're trying to do that. What are you talking about? They've overhauled damn near everything.
Winning the division this year, EB, does not mean that we're going to get better. It just means that.
It means you. Let's say if they won 6, which I understand is unlikely at this point, but if they did, it would be a 3-game improvement. How can you say that's going in the wrong direction?
Three games, and then we play against tougher schedule, and then we only win.
It's not going to be that much tougher. 6-10.
Darren wants to not win the division because he wants the schedule to be easier next year.
The schedule's plenty tough already. Look at the record. You're 1-5.
That's his mindset
already.
He would forego winning the division because he wants an easier schedule next year.
Yeah. That's a loser mindset.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
loser.
I like you, Darren, but it doesn't make any sense.
I don't like you.
Scratch my head.
But keep listening, Darren.
Yeah, appreciate you listening, Darren. Spread the word.
Let's go to line 8. Let's go. Got a break? Oh, damn it. I'm psyched to keep arguing with people if you want to keep calling.
Bickle thinks this game is winnable.
It is winnable.
You don't?
Jason doesn't. So. Jason thinks we're guaranteed losers.
I think Dallas wins.
Okay.
Well, that's
I think
question.
It's winnable.
The question is not whether you believe Dallas is
how many times
over.
Out of 10 does
do
Dallas win?
You believe it's a winnable game?
How many times out
like,
of 10?
Like, are you going to be stunned if Washington beats Dallas?
I think
Dallas
wins this game 7 out of 10
No,
times.
I'm not going to be stunned, but if you're asking me who I think wins, I say Dallas wins the game.
All right. Jake Cakes has gone on record. He
kind
thinks
of agrees.
I don't know what win. You can say any game is winnable.
No, I'm telling you certain games aren't winnable.
Dalton could break his leg on the first dropback.
No. Not
he's
extraordinary.
Distinguishing it. It's like this. Like, you break 80
and then
occasionally.
Ben DiNucci is coming in.
He's distinguishing it like this. You break 80 occasionally playing golf, right, Jason?
Been a while, but
I'm assuming
happened.
It's on the courses that you know, right? So there's a chance you could break 80 at Pebble, but that's not a legit chance. EB's saying there's a difference between a chance and a legit chance, and I agree with them.
He's saying there's
in
a legit
words,
chance.
In other words, when we played the Ravens, there was not a legit chance we were going to win.
Correct.
There was not. We were just going to lose that game no matter how they played it. Well, you would have said that 9 times out of 10.
You would have said that. You would have said that before the Baltimore Philly game, and they are were a 2-point conversion away from tying it and going to OT.
Okay, right. That would have been the one in a million shot.
Okay, all right.
So that's all. I mean, upsets do happen, but right. generally speaking, they don't.
Look, I want to get away like from that. The winnable part because that's riding the fence. When you say that it's winnable, they've got a chance that's riding the fence. I think Dallas wins the game.
All right, you're picking the favorite. I'm saying the underdog has a legitimate chance to win
favorite.
The game.
I mean, come on, slight favorite.
All right, I'm saying the underdog has a legit chance.
I just think they're better. If I mean, they're not much better, but they're better.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Remember, it is a Pro Football Focus Tuesday. We'll talk to Dr. Eric Eager at 9 o'clock. We'll get PFF's take on the NFC East and Barry Zwalluga from the Washington Post on Ron Rivera's coaching inconsistencies at 9:20 right here on The Fan.
Such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.